Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine continues to raise questions about potential market impacts. Crossroads Co-op Regional Manager Brian Irie.
We continue to see Russia occasionally try to take out grain facilities in Ukraine, as we've mentioned numerous times. But Ukraine just has remained incredibly resilient in terms of either rebuilding or finding alternative methods to get grain out of the country. I think they're struggling a bit on exports. Part of that has to do with they're a lot like us seasonally in terms of harvests and supplies, and they're you know, headed into their next wheat harvest here about the same time that we are. Their supplies are lower and their exports are lighter right at this particular moment. So Russia striking those ports probably has less of an impact as if, you know, if they were doing it in January or February.
Irie says Ukraine continues to create issues by targeting petroleum-related facilities within Russia's borders.
So it's kind of been one of those back and forth sort of things, but we haven't noticed any material impacts to the flow of grains here over the course of the last 30 to 45 days anyway.
Once again, Brian Irie, Crossroads Co-op Regional Manager. With this Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.